You are listening to I Am Refocused Radio with your host, Shamaya Reed. This show is designed to inspire you to live your purpose and regain your focus. And now, here's your host, Shamaya Reed.
Hey, this is I Am Refocused Radio. We are here once again with another bonus show. And today we're talking to the author of Shot Down. And Shot Down was a book that is number one on Amazon. It's all about the amazing story, the true story, the pilot Howard Snyder and the crew of the B-17, Susan Ruth. I want to welcome Mr. Steve Snyder to the show and say, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Appreciate it. Appreciate you having me on your show.
And sir, before we get into the story of the amazing piece that you wrote for your father, Howard Snyder, tell us a little bit about yourself and growing up.
Okay. Well, I was born in Pasadena, California. I was raised and lived in Southern California my entire life. I went to school, graduated from college at UCLA. When I was at UCLA, I was a classmate of Lew Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So that was a fun time to be at UCLA when they had those great basketball teams. And then I had a 40-year career in sales and sales management. The last 36 was working for a company called Vision Service Plan, VSP, which provides vision care as an employee benefit that corporations offer their employees to cover eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses. I live in Seal Beach, California, which is about 40 miles south of Los Angeles. And I retired from VSP in 2009, and that's when I had the time to really delve into my dad's war history in more detail and start doing my research.
And the story about your father, he was missing in action for 7 months. And what's amazing about the book is that you gather all these details. And as you travel around the country and you meet the different readers who are fans of your piece, what was some of the feedback that you have gotten over this time thus far as you meet the readers who are reading your book?
Well, the response has really been terrific. I am really humbled by it, but it's such an amazing story. The book's kind of like almost two books in one. One's the story of my dad and his crew, and it's just not about my dad, but it's about what happened to each member of the crew and about all the Belgian people that risked their lives to help them. And that reads like a novel, even though it's all based on firsthand testimony. What I added to it, and then kind of the other part of the book, I added a lot of historical information and anecdotes about and surrounding World War II to put it the story into context and give it background. The things I hear from readers is, you know, far as the story, a lot of them say it should be made into a movie, and I'm working on that. We can talk about that in a minute. But one of the things that's really gratifying that a lot of people I run into, you know, tell me that they don't know hardly anything about their veteran, whether they're a son or a daughter or a niece or a nephew or a cousin or what have you, because most of these guys who fought in World War II never talked about the war. I'm really fortunate that I know so much and just minute details about my dad and his other members of the crew. I'm really blessed and fortunate that I've been able to gain all that information from various sources. But a lot of people say by reading my book, they get an appreciation for what their 8th Air Force veteran went through, because the book talks about what flying combat missions over Europe was like, what life was like on the air base, what life was like in London and England at the time. So it gives them a feel for what their veteran went through and a better appreciation for what their veteran went through, even though they weren't able to talk to him. So that's one thing that's very gratifying.
And one thing about the whole process, I know on your website, if people want to go to stevesnyderauthor.com, you have a section where you can see your father, and you have series of photos and documents that kind of detail his life in the service. How exciting was that for you to be able to have access to those materials?
Oh, unbelievable. There's over 200 time period photographs in the book, so you can visualize everything you're reading about. And a lot of the pictures were taken by Belgian people during the war in 1944. And a lot of the Belgian people that helped my dad hid my dad from the Germans, sent pictures to him after the war. And then two Belgian gentlemen, researchers, gave me lots of pictures, unbelievable pictures that, from so long ago. I probably wouldn't have written the book if it wasn't for these two Belgian gentlemen, Dr. Paul Delahaye and Jacques Lalot. They were young boys during the war, and they were greatly affected by it. They saw firsthand the atrocities committed against their family and friends by the Nazis, and later in life, they became local historians, and they interviewed all these Belgian people and members of the Belgium underground about events that took place involving my dad and his crew, and they documented their testimony. And they gave me unbelievably detailed information about events that would have been lost forever without their dedicated research. So I owe them a huge debt.
And when you see how this has impacted the military community, what's the main thing that you always will hope that people get from your book and that story with your dad and his crew?
Well, there was no other event in history that affected more people than World War II. Every country was affected by it. 60 million people died. Millions more were wounded. Millions more were left homeless and displaced. It changed the course of the world forever. And the brave young men who fought and died for freedom, to me, are the greatest generation. And their sacrifice must never be forgotten. And it's our duty to remember. So that's what I'm trying to achieve when I go out and make presentations or speaking engagements. And I hope that's what the book gets across.
And speaking of speaking engagements, do you ever visit schools and turn this into an educational piece opportunity as well?
I have gone to schools and spoken before different age groups, but a lot of people ask me if I do that, and I'm always open to do it, but I haven't been asked that often to go to schools, because really, we need to remember the air war over Europe. We need to honor the men who fought it, and we need to educate the public about it, especially the younger generations. So, and I would like to have a more of an opportunity to get in schools to do that. But most of my speaking is to various organizations.
And with those organizations and those events, do you find a younger generation turnout in those type of atmospheres?
Not so much at my speaking engagements, but I do when I travel all around the United States going to air shows, signing copies of my book. And so it's always I'm always so happy whenever, younger generations are interested in getting my book and reading about World War II, reading about the air war over Europe. So that's really a fun thing. And whenever I always take a picture of me with a youngster, and then put it on my website to show people that, there are younger generations that are interested in learning about this and keeping the memory alive.
And with this book, it has so many great reviews from magazines and awards. Did you ever expect that this book will be received in such a way it has with all the success?
Well, I really didn't know what to expect. Being an independent author, trying to get exposure is a real challenge for anybody who's not famous. And to get any exposure, you have to be a celebrity, because then you get on TV shows or radio shows and newspapers write articles about you because you're famous. But to be an independent author, you really have to work hard on it. And contacting different organizations, reviewers, magazines, getting out in the public to get your book known. Because no matter how great a book is, if people don't know about it, they're not going to be able to read it. So I've worked really hard on this. It's a full-time job. I travel a lot all around the country, and I spend hours every day on the internet promoting the book. So it takes a lot of hard work. Fortunately for me, I had that 40-year career in sales, and it just kind of comes naturally because I'm used and know how to approach people and to send out, you know, emails and call people and follow up and be persistent with anyone who might be interested in reading the book or promoting the book.
In the book, Shot Down is full of many stories that brings all the pieces together. Was there a particular story that hit you closest or inspire you in any way, or was your favorite one? Did you have any favorites?
Well, yes. The first half of the book builds up to the day that the plane was shot down, and the second half of the book's all about what happened afterwards. Their plane, they were on a mission to Frankfurt, Germany on February 8th of 1944, where they dropped their bomb successfully, but their bomb bay doors got hit by anti-aircraft fire, flak, they call it. And they couldn't get their bomb bay doors back up. And as a result, that caused a drag in the plane. They lost airspeed and they started lagging behind the B-17 bomber formation that was heading back to their bases in England. And they were singled out by two German Focke-Wulf fighters who, came in for the kill and shot my dad's bomber down. Two of the crew were killed in the plane. A B-17 had a 10-man crew. So two were killed in the plane. The other eight were able to bail out. But both those German fighters were shot down as well. One was piloted by Siegfried Merrick. His plane crashed and he died in the plane. And the other was piloted by Hans Berger. And I only found that out during my research, because all my dad knew and all the military records showed was that my dad's plane was attacked by two German Focke-Wulf fighters. But one day my wife, when I was doing my research, casually mentioned, well, why don't you try to find the German pilot that shot down your dad's plane, which at the time I thought was a crazy idea, like it's impossible to do that. He probably died in the war. It's 70 years later. He's passed away by now. I can't speak German. But like a good husband, I did what she told me to do, and I went on Google trying to find a Luftwaffe pilot. And a couple forums came up, which I joined. And I posted inquiries because I knew the location where my dad's plane was shot down, the day, the time of day. In a week, two guys got back to me. And on that day, 12 B-17s were shot down. And the one shot down south of Chimay, Belgium, right near the French border, was shot down by Hans Berger. And I found out that the gunners on my dad's plane actually shot Hans down at the same time. They shot each other down. So when I found the German pilot that shot down my dad's plane, and contacted him and interviewed him for the book, that was super, super exciting. So that was probably the highlight of all my research. For the book, I interviewed him over the phone and through email. But since then, I've been to Munich, Germany twice, once in 2016, and just this last fall, last September of this year, to meet with Hans personally. And we've become friends. He's 96 years old now, and he became a translator after the war, so he speaks perfect English. And like I say, we've become good friends, and it's just been an amazing experience finding him and getting to know him.
And with this tribute to your father, Howard, from his pilot training to going to Europe, to the missions, to being shot down over Belgium, to the capture, to the prison camp, into the liberation, you... as a son and growing up, what were some of the things that you remember about your father growing up as a son?
Okay. Well, you mentioned, I mentioned five of my dad's crew made it back home, but five of them did not. Some of the five that made it back home did become prisoners of war, but my father did not. Now all that 7 months that he was missing in action, he evaded capture. He was hit by Belgian people for part of the time, moved from place to place to place. He might stay in one house one night. He might stay in another house 6 weeks. It all depended on how brave the people were who lived there and how dangerous the Belgium underground thought it was for him to stay there. But eventually he got tired of hiding. So he decided to join the French resistance called the Mackie and sabotage German convoys until the U.S. armies came up through France after D-Day, and he met up with them and got back to England. But as far as growing up, my dad, I had a great relationship with my dad. He was a loving father, and he coached my little league teams, and he took me on fishing trips. And but he was like most of that generation. He was a tough guy, you know, a no-nonsense guy, a disciplinarian, but a loving father. My two sisters and I, we always compared him to John Wayne, or for people that are old enough to remember the old TV series Gunsmoke, James Arness, who played Marshall Dillon on that show. So he was tall. He was a big guy. And it was sad to lose him, but he had a long, wonderful life. He died in 2007 at the age of 91. Unfortunately, he died before the book came out, so he never knew anything about this book being published and how much success and his story, you know, is known across the U.S. and even in England and in Belgium and in Europe and other places. He would have been quite surprised and quite pleased about that. But he's hopefully he's down. He's looking down and smiling.
It's definitely a special piece of history that I'm sure everyone would be proud to read. Now, speaking of that, for readers out there who haven't yet read the book, I want y'all definitely go to Amazon, or you can go find out more information to stevesnyderauthor.com and find out how you can get this book. But for readers, what's one thing that you hope that they take away after reading this?
I guess that the takeaway and what I want people to gain from the book is an appreciation for what those guys went through during World War II. There was no other event in history that affected more people than World War II. 60 million people died. Millions more were wounded. Millions more were left homeless and displaced. It changed the course of the U.S. and the world forever. And the brave young men, these guys were only like in their late teens and early 20s, you know, a lot of them just out of high school. You know, they fought and died for freedom, gave their lives, and their sacrifice must never be forgotten. It's our duty to remember. So I want people to remember the air war over Europe, to honor the men who fought it. And I want people to be educated about what took place, you know, especially the younger generations, because World War II, that was happened 75 years ago, and so it's fading in people's memories, and don't want that to happen. It was the greatest conflict in the history of mankind.
And with that said, we want to definitely give shout outs to any veteran out there or active military personnel. Thank you all for your service and what you do for the United States of America. Got to get that out there.
Amen.
And speaking of that, there's a lot of people who go into the military, BMT, basic military training. What's something that they can really take from this book as well, you know, being, you know, new in the military?
Well, I think that they can get an appreciation. You know, they're going through this. They're involved in it. If they get, you know, activated and called up to go overseas, you know, they can be in a conflict. It just kind of might, I don't know if reassure them is the best word, but, you know, there's been people before them that have gone through this, faced these trials, the danger, the death, the horror of war, and they're not alone. So, and also, you know, to gain some of that history that they're continuing by serving in the military.
That's awesome. And when you are seeing the growth of the book and how it is making an impact in the world of readers, you also do events where you get to travel and meet people. Do you have any near dates in the future where you might be going somewhere to interact with more people?
Oh, yeah. There's on my website, which you mentioned, stevesnyderauthor.com, there's a little tab that says schedule, and I list all my events on there. There's a few events listed now for 2020, but I start adding them a lot as the year goes on. If anyone goes on there, you'll see if you look down like for 2019 or 2018 or previous years, you can see that all the things I do. As far as coming up, now that we're getting into winter, everything slows down a great deal. You know, so I just came back from a presentation I made in New Jersey, but I'm kind of have a lull here, some free time, which I need because I've been traveling so much. Things really kind of start picking up in the springtime, and most all the air shows are during the spring and summer and fall. So I'm really busy in the summer and in the fall.
And with that being said, we want to thank Mr. Steve Snyder being on the show, and also for writing the book, the amazing tribute to his own father, the pilot Howard Snyder, and the crew of the B-17, Susan Ruth. Before we let you go, is there anything you'd like to tell the audience?
Well, I think we've done a pretty good job of covering things. It's just been a wonderful experience for me. It's changed my life. I retired and thought I was just going to be living a life of ease, I guess, you know, sleeping in, taking walks, naps, doing reading. And since writing this book, it's totally changed my life. It's my passion. And it's as I mentioned, it's a full-time job, a full-time endeavor, but one that I love doing because of my passion in telling the story of these guys who, you know, gave all during such a horrible time. A lot of people don't realize that the beginning years of the war, it was really in doubt whether the Allies were going to win. You know, Germany and Japan were winning the war the first 2-3 years. So things were really in doubt. But the country rallied, came together, and defeated some horrible dictators and preserved the freedoms that we all enjoy today. And now, you know, so many people take these freedoms for granted because they've had them. They've never really suffered or encountered or experienced that type of a conflict. And so we it's just to stress the importance of being thankful for the freedoms that we have today.
And like you just said, not too long ago, shot down, is all about the brave individuals, featuring the pilot Howard Snyder and his crew. And it's all about those events and the greatest, like you said earlier, the greatest conflict in world history. So once again, Steve Snyder, I want to say thank you for being on the show and taking time out of your busy schedule to share with the audience, and hopefully the world will be listening to this story.
It was my pleasure. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and happy New Year.
Thank you, sir. And like we always say on every single episode, keep God first, stay focused, and peace.
Amen.
This is Gene Hildebrand with Engage SA. For a comprehensive listing of Christian events in San Antonio each week, check out the Engage Christian calendar. The calendar is distributed via email each week to about 700 subscribers, absolutely free of charge, as a ministry to the San Antonio Christian community. To subscribe, go to Engage SA on Facebook and click the button for email list. Or you can find the calendar posted on Engage SA as well as 17 other group sites. I'm Gene Hildebrand. Engage.
Hi, San Antonio. Need a barber? Visit our good friend, Rico Rodriguez, the owner of Rockefeller's Barbershop in San Antonio, Texas, 1733 Babcock Road, and book your appointment today by calling 210-782-5188.
If you've been hurt in a car crash, don't make the same mistakes I've seen countless crash victims make. Mistakes that have cost them thousands of dollars. Call McDivitt Law Firm first, and don't talk to the adjuster until you've talked to us. The insurance company will pull every trick in the book not to pay what you deserve. McDivitt knows your rights and fights for your best interests. We've put millions of dollars into our clients' pockets. Call McDivitt now for a free consultation. 800-800-8543.
McDivitt.
Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new TracFone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies, but TracFone Wireless gives you control. Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control.
See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.